Speaking of unrepresentative adverts, I guess.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer for Wicked, Part 1.
Oh, I've not seen it. I've seen screenshots of it.
John Chu, the In the Heights guy. Who I trust, right?
Yeah.
Don't care too much for the Wicked musical.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I know that it kind of intensifies a bunch of and emotifies a bunch of lore around the Wizard of Oz, a franchise or a story. I just don't give a shit about. Idina Menzel originated the part of the Green One.
Oh yeah.
So that she's got that like very iconic that thing. Define Gravity is the main song. Yeah. Like big stuff. It's a very important musical. Like it's quite a blockbuster in the musical, like the Broadway sort of.
Yeah.
It made waves, right? And it's been super like stalwart. And you get to the trailer, and there's not any music in it.
Oh, that's what films are doing. You know, did you know that Mean Girls is a musical?
Yeah, well, I did. Yeah, I did know that Mean Girls was a musical, but like...
The new film.
Yeah.
That it's a musical. That nothing in the trailer will tell you it's
the
a musical.
The thing that sets it apart from the previous...
Exactly.
...iteration
it's
of
just
the
another
thing.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Why is Tina Fey in it again? Are they doing Mean Girls again?
No, it's because Tina Fey did...
Exactly.
...Mean Girls.
Yeah.
The musical. She did it.
But she's in the film as the same character she played in the film. I'm sounding like an insane person. But also Wonka. Wonka didn't have... I mean, it had, like, clips of dancing in it.
Yeah.
But it did not hint at any point.
Which is so different to, like, if you look at In the Heights.
Yeah.
Look at the trailer to In the Heights. There's barely any dialogue.
Yeah.
It's just all shortcut images or shortcut pieces of, like, crowd dance.
Mm.
You know, ensemble, big scenes.
Yeah.
You know, like, sequences. Like, that sold me on the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I mean...
Because they're ashamed they're musicals.
I know.
That's
it's the worst thing in the world.
That's what we're hinting at.
It's like, In the Heights did well,
mm.
right? Hamilton is important, and people literally watch the stage version of that.
Yeah.
Because they're interested in musicals.
Yeah.
And then you're like... And then, like, still producers like, well, people won't go if they think they're musical.
I want to see the trailer for the film adaptation of Hamilton.
Mm.
Try not to put any music in.
I think it's got to be a focus group thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They do tests for these trailers.
Mm.
And the people who aren't going to go and see a musical are like, well, I didn't like it because it looks like a musical. And it's like, well, it is a musical. And like, well, I won't go and see it then. And like, I, writing it down hastily like, they won't go and see it if it's a musical.
I think they should definitely do that for Hamilton.
Yeah.
And... And they just get rid of the focus groups.
It's just
eventually.
Like, hello.
It's just cut together from different parts.
Yeah, it's just the four spoken bits.
Yeah.
How does a bastard?
It's like they're Shatner. It's William Shatner coming on stage.
They've cut it out of like because it's rap. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They've cut it. In such a way that they make it completely off rhythm.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, right? The focus groups were confused that the founding fathers were played by people of colour, for one.
And that they were rapping.
And that they were rapping and singing, and it was a musical. So what, like, after all these iterations, what they've eventually got and ended up doing was just William Shatner sat in a room...
He's all the founding fathers.
He's dressed as all the founding fathers. He's just in a room saying the words to Hamilton. While nothing else happens on the
show. You know what, Tom? The worst part is I can imagine it happening.
Yeah. It's just been broken down so much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it already has to go, like, it already has to go through quite a process of dumbing down to get to Broadway, right?
Yeah. So, like...
defanging.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. So when they do end up making a film about it, I don't know if they will. Is there plans to?
You've got to imagine so, haven't you?
It's got to be floating around somewhere. But yeah, that's probably how it's going to end up being. Because for some reason, they've gone, we've got a musical here, but we're not going to show anything.
Let's not tell anyone about it.
Yeah, because Mean Girls confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they releasing Mean Girls again with Tina Fey playing the same character?
It's really weird.
They just got rid of Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. It's movie marketing. It stresses the hell out of me.
Yeah. It's fun though, isn't it? It's fun to talk about.
It is fun to talk about
because it's insane.
In the same way as like cancelled projects.
Yes.
You know, your Batgirl and your what was the other one that got cancelled?
Wile E. Coyote
versus Acme sounded like such a good. It was a real life's a pitch energy like idea for a movie.
Yeah, John Cena was in it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom, we've just got to hope it doesn't get leaked.
Yeah, that's because it's our.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of ours. That one.
But
maybe Batgirl had Danny DeVito eating a lot of pizza in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, eating pizza out of a bin.
Yeah. Apparently, Batgirl tested really well with focus groups. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And all I can imagine now is just like we really like the Danny DeVito pizza bit.
We really like the Danny DeVito pizza bin pit.
Yeah.
Opened a bin in a pit.
And just pizzas all over the place.
Pizzas in it.
Yeah.
And he's like, fully, oh boy.
Not dirty pizzas, just fully cooked.
Yeah.
Fresh out the oven pizzas.
With the little smell lines.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
Up. Oh, yeah.
And he floated away.
Oh boy.
He floated into the pit. Yeah.
This is my ticket out of here.
We've not talked about many ads.
No,
because
we haven't.
However,
he flings the pizza. He flings the pizza out of the pit.
Yeah.
Right? And then follows the scent lines
out
of the pit.
Yeah,
because he can float on those.
He's the pizza scent man.
Yeah,
that's Batgirl's
that's
villain.
The villain for this one, the pizza scent man. I'm the pizza scent man.
But like, it's a good sort of thing to talk about, like film marketing
and yeah. Because we've done a few adverts.
Mm.
We've done a few advert episodes now.
Yeah.
We could talk about, you know, Milky Way Kid is strong and tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could talk
about George Clooney.
Yeah. And an espresso advert.
Seemingly, that's all he does now.
Yeah, he's not in movies anymore,
yeah.
Is he?
He was the sexiest man alive, like, a few decades ago.
Yeah.
And now all he does is Nespresso.
Is it Willem Dafoe was in the Nespresso advert with him? Or I know Danny DeVito was.
Danny DeVito, maybe Willem Dafoe?
Like.
Life's a pitch energy for Nespresso.
No, it wasn't Willem Dafoe. Yeah, like there's a bunch of fucking like big actors that have been in like, and it's like it's all George Clooney, right?
Yeah.
It's all actor George Clooney, but in one episode he is. In the Game of Thrones universe, if you see what I mean, like do you know what I mean, like, it's still actor George Clooney,
yeah,
but like I in a way in that version, in that iteration of the ads, right, in that advert, particular one, singular advert, he kind of actor George Clooney has a relationship with his character. It's George Clooney.
Yeah.
In the Game of Thrones universe.
What the fuck?
It's a very strange universe. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Danny DeVito's in it now.
Like, it's one of those. It's not a long running ad story, is it?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Because, like, no, in the. It keeps seemingly resetting.
Yeah.
But yes, in that it is seemingly George Clooney getting older, having had George Clooney's experiences in the Nespresso adverts.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. So I'm trying to figure out when George Clooney started doing these Nespresso ads.
It's quite a while ago.
It's quite a while. Has it... I'm gonna Google this, because I've got a theory that's quite funny. George Clooney, Nespresso ads. Started. Okay, right. Oh, damn, that's annoying. So they start in 2014. He's been doing it for 10 years.
He's been doing it for 10 years, yeah.
He's not done a thing since.
He hasn't been in any movies.
He's bought out by Nespresso.
Literally, it's all he does.
Yeah. This is why he wasn't in Ocean's 8.
Yeah, because he was too busy holding a tiny cup.
Nespresso. This is the only reason why they could only mention his character's name. They couldn't show him, because otherwise it would break the illusion that George Clooney is
only
just Nespresso now.
Nespresso, yeah.
But my theory was that it was just sort of like, these Nespresso ads have probably been running longer than the MCU now. That was my, like, oh my god, I hope this is
well,
right.
Well, they're still in phase one, yeah. So... Like,
the phase
it's
one.
A slower burn.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, no, I think we might be in phase two by now.
Yeah.
Phase one is just George Clooney looking pretty suave drinking an espresso.
Oh, yeah.
I think we might be in phase two.
Mm.
Phase two might be George Clooney with a guest star.
Mm.
Famous, sexy person.
Yes.
Danny
DeVito.
Bringing that person into the world, right?
Yeah.
I think phase three is basically a variation on that theme where they choose a genre, be it fantasy or caper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And whatever the one that Danny DeVito's in. I haven't seen the Danny DeVito
Okay,
one.
Right.
I don't even know if it's aired yet. Mm. But
probably Super Bowl, right? Danny DeVito does something for the Super Bowl every year,
does
apparently.
He?
I don't know.
Okay,
he did an M&M's one a few years ago, remember that?
That fits.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he does fit into an M&M, apparently.
But, yeah, phase three is very much like, choose a genre... George Clooney, actor George Clooney is in this genre now, but it's his life. Like,
he's gone back to the Renaissance era.
Yeah.
But it's still George Clooney.
It's still George Clooney. Like, he still knows what an espresso is.
Yeah.
Like, Nespresso is a thing. He's gone into the... He's gone through a time portal into Nespresso-verse.
Mm.
Right? Like, Like... Then there's like the caper comedy where him and what's his face are trying to get into a building.
Mm.
They're trying to sort of climb through the windows and stuff, and they've got ripped arms and ripped sleeves and stuff. And like they're like sat there at the end like, we're tired. We got a bloody Nespresso to sort it out. Thank God. you know, with all their clothes are all ripped and they're all struggling to That's the era we're in.
Mm.
And the only linking factor is just that George Clooney is actor George Clooney in it and has famous friends.
Yeah, but I'm sure it started, right? The actor George Clooney, it started... You know, you remember those Dawn French ads with Terry's Chocolate Orange?
Yeah. It's not Terry's, it's mine.
It's not Nespresso, it's mine. That kind of vibe.
It was, yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, he is the Cookie Crisp Wolf of Nespresso.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure at some point someone made an espresso and then he came along to the machine and it was all gone.
Yeah, that was one of those.
And he was annoyed.
He's always been Tom, that's
the advert.
That's his number one, like... That's the defining factor of George Clooney in the Nespresso verse.
Wait, so you're telling me 10 years and George Clooney is yet to drink a Nespresso?
No, he is. He does. He drinks a Nespresso.
Okay.
But is that he'll do anything for an espresso.
Okay.
Right? It's very much like, you know, he's like... If at some point, Tom, I wager you, they're going to get George Clooney dressed up in a Thriller leather jacket and he's going to go Nespresso... Because he'll do anything.
He'll do anything to get his hands on that Nespresso.
His hands on those greedy claws on that Nespresso. And there's going to be someone, I'm going to say it's probably going to be Tina Fey. Yeah. I think she's going to have Nespresso pods in her bag.
Yeah.
When the craft services table, despite these people have never been in a movie together.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But the craft services table is going to be out of Nespresso pods.
Mm.
And Tina Fey, he's going to spy that. He's got his little spyglass that he got from when he was playing an admiral in that Nespresso advert.
He's never played an admiral himself.
No,
not in an actual film.
But in an Nespresso advert, he does. Yeah,
maybe he's just padding his showreel.
He gets his little spyglass out, and he goes, "Oh, hang on." Tina Fey's got a bag full of Nespresso pods. That's where they've gone. She's fucking had off with them. And so he breaks into her trailer trying to get Nespresso pods.
Mate, like, I think there's something to be said about him padding his showreel. Maybe he lost all the footage for all his movies.
He can't get any more parts.
Yeah.
Because he can't prove that he's been in those movies. He doesn't realise he could just go through the movies that he's been in.
Yeah.
That they exist outside of his showreel.
George Clooney turns up to an audition.
Yeah.
An audition for George Clooney.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it says you were in Ocean's 11, but not provided
well,
any
that's,
proof.
That's George Clooney's anxiety nightmare, right? Which is, in fact, going to be the title of these deleted scenes, I would wager. George Clooney. That's George Clooney's anxiety. He's never tested it. He hasn't been for an audition or, indeed, spoken to his agent in 10 years because when he lost his showreel... Folks, George Clooney doesn't understand the movie industry. He doesn't understand that there is a product which is for people to watch, right? That he could go and find himself in movies. He just thought that what he did for a job was gather more footage for his showreel.
Yeah. The thing is, right, looking at George Clooney's career, I don't think, before the Nespresso ads, I don't think he played anyone but George Clooney in any of his movies.
Yeah, I mean, he just plays a suave guy.
He just plays suave man. He did not branch out. Right. John Hamm, because I'm constantly thinking of John Hamm.
Tom, that is true of you.
Yes,
yeah.
But in, like, surely... Like, he'd be, like, the rightful successor to, like, a George Clooney, right?
Yeah.
Big, like, handsome man.
Yeah.
Very suave.
Chiseled jaw.
Yeah, very suave, chiseled jaw. Like, he's gone out and done other things than Mad Men.
He's diversified his portfolio.
He did not stick, much like George Clooney did, with his role in ER.
Mm.
John Hamm went out and did comedies.
Yep.
He plays an idiot. He plays, like, a very angry driver man.
He's the hero, and he plays a bad guy.
He's doing all these other things.
Yep.
He did not stick with an espresso ad kind of life.
True, yeah.
I think George Clooney can't get out of being George Clooney in movies.
Yeah.
Which is why the Nespresso ads, for 10 whole years.
Yep.
10 years.
Yeah, that's been his thing.
Like, what was George Clooney's last movie?
Yeah, has he been in anything? Because I haven't seen him in anything.
So the latest thing that pops up on his thing is Nespresso compostable. He was Bruce Wayne in The Flash. Got Ticket to Paradise, The Midnight Sky, Money Monster, Hail Caesar in 2016. But, like, that's... Like, this guy was huge.
Yeah.
This guy was massive. And yet, just nothing.
Has he got anything upcoming?
Let's have a look. So there's weirdly, you call him the wolf from the Cookie Crisp advert. He's in a film called Wolves, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
Wolves. He's in an untitled Noah Baumbach picture.
Okay.
The director of Barbie, co-director of Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, co-writer of Barbie, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's
I got there eventually.
Very particular director.
And then there's untitled George Clooney Project.
Oh, like the Elvis one.
Yeah. No, it'll just be called Clooney.
He's hiding in the walls.
Yeah.
And they have to send Peter Jackson to go and get him.
It'll be, what's his name? The Elvis man. Austin Butler. Austin Butler. Who could forget Austin Butler?
Who could forget?
I once read a headline saying, who is Austin Butler and what does he want? Like, yeah, it's George Clooney played by Austin Butler in the untitled
George Clooney project.
But I reckon that untitled George Clooney project is another Nespresso ad.
It's clear. It's clear it's just another Nespresso
ad. The fact that those ads are in his IMDb page.
Yeah, of course. They're the most major thing in his entire career.
Yeah, and they are constantly coming up.
He goes Ocean's 11, then Nespresso ad.
Then the Ides of March or whatever that is. Yeah.
And then he's in The Flash, so... All right, let's pitch some advert campaigns.
Yeah, let's pitch some ad campaigns, yeah. All right, so from Never Ross Me Again, we've got Guinness is sometimes a food.
Guinness is sometimes a food.
Yeah.
So I have a story about this, about the time that we were getting ready to go out in first year of university. And we were like, oh, we're getting ready to go out. We've just been to the shop. Get the beers in. All right, we're going to do some pre-drinks. Then we're going to go out to a bar, right?
Mm.
So we're like, cool, no probs. I've bought a bag of wine.
A bag of wine.
So they do technically come in boxes.
Yeah.
But what you have to understand, is that especially when it's cheap, there's a bag in the box. There's always been a bag in the box. Mm. Don't delude yourselves, people. But there's always been a bag in the box. But if it's cheap enough, you're best off taking that bag out of the box and lying down with your head on the bag like a pillow and then twisting the nozzle around.
Wow.
And letting the ambient pressure of your head when you turn the tap push the wine into your mouth.
We're getting a little insight into your first year experiences, I think.
But anyway, the important thing is we needed these beers chilled.
Okay.
We had some, you know, we had some of the normal ones. Some Carling and some whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
We're first year university students. We don't know what beer is. We're just excited to be there. And we had some Guinness as well, because, you know, again, probably not what I would choose for the first drink of a night out, but there it is.
You're starting strong with a can of Guinness.
And it's summer. Like, it's the end of summer. It's
hot.
Oh, my
God. It sounds like the worst night out ever.
Right.
Like,
so we need to freaking chill this beer. Chuck it in the freezer, my boys.
Yeah.
Right? But, of course, you know, you drink one or two bags of wine and... And you just go out, right? It's time to go out. Everyone's ready. Let's go.
Mm.
Get back later on. Did you take the beer out of the freezer? Did you take the Guinness out of the freezer?
Oh my God. Just solid Guinness.
Guinnessicles, yeah.
Ugh. I hate Guinness on a good day.
Just cut open the can.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And it's very foamy. It's I don't know how to describe foamy ice.
It's like kind of a bit like a, what was it? Slusho.
Slushy puppy, yeah. Like that sort of stuff. So just getting that. You get a spoon. Just ladle that into your mouth.
That's insane.
Sometimes Guinness is a food tongue.
That's the ad.
I think it's like an in-betweeners thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's an in-betweeners tie-in.
Yeah.
With Guinness.
The thing is, Guinness has had some incredible ads.
Whatever is it, Dairy Girls? What's the Irish in-betweeners called?
I don't know.
It's like... I think it's like Derry Girls, isn't it?
I think Derry Girls, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's like some teenagers in Ireland.
Yeah.
That show. It's just that. And they're just eating Guinness.
Yeah, they're just eating Guinness.
Yeah.
Guinness has had some really good ad campaigns in the past. It's going to be tough to push that on them.
Yeah.
But I think we just have that story, yeah. And then at the end, just Guinness is sometimes a food. like not even from the tap or something, just like no. cans.
Yeah.
Like cans having to be Guinness. Cut open yeah. by these desperate students. Like, we don't want to wait for the Guinness to defrost.
Yep.
What idiots would do that? We can have solid Guinness. What did it taste like, Matt?
I don't remember, Tom. I think it was about 4 too many drinks that evening.
Of course, you've got to be drunk to figure out to want a solid Guinness.
Yeah.
When you explained getting a spoon and sort of scraping it off like ice cream, that made sense to me. What I had in mind was you cut the metal off the can and started to eat it, you know, like a giant German sausage.
Yeah, just squeezing it out.
Yeah, or just
slicing it
into like little cookies.
Spreading it on bread.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I reckon. What I reckon would happen. Yeah, that was Guinness is sometimes a food. Thank you for that. Never cross me again. Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.